I read you aloud a poem every night. This week I've been reading poems by surrealist poet Selima Hill. This one is called The Graceful Giraffe of Klot Bay. When I ascend the terrace steps of Potsdam, between the yew trees clipped to look like polyps or a colony of polyps by cold water, with no one about on the steps except myself, having no language but this, I certainly need you. When I hear the risen storks, the cries from whose long coiled throats can't help sounding mournful, as if entire courts together with their kings are slain, dismembered and buried in valleys that now lie barren, I certainly need you. When I say goodbye, with the same dejected air I imagine Giacometti would wear if, torn from his work and his beautiful brother Diego, he was set on the deck of a ship bound for an island, inhabited by nothing but tortoises, lumbering about on volcanoes like abandoned radiators. When I wave like sallow mutants discarding limbs in twilight marshland settlements where only rats survive. When my eyes blur like the graceful giraffes of Klot Bay, who continued to gladden the hearts of Parisians for 16 years before she died, mute and majestic, sunk on her bed of straw, I certainly need you. When the telephone, like a bricked-up cathedral, refuses to ring, like a 100-fingered, ice-encrusted orchestra, primed, beribboned and triumphant, which refuses to strike up and play without its seraphic conductor. I certainly need you. Baby clams wilt in yellow brine. Van Gogh's ear wilts in a jar in a police station. My heart, equally forsaken, wilts in the screw-top jar of your not coming.